السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. Respected and honorable listeners, today we begin with our third lesson pertaining to the heart of a Muslim. Last week, we discussed the life of Hazrat Maulana Rumi, rahimahullah. We discussed the first phase of his life. Today, we'll be discussing the second phase of his life. A complete transformation came over Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali's life from the moment he came into contact with Hazrat Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahmatullah Ali. Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahmatullah Ali was from a pious family which belonged to the Ismaili sect. He left his family connections and acquired knowledge and became a disciple, a murid of Baba Kamaluddin Jundi Rahmatullah Alayhi. In the company of the merchants, he used to travel around from place to place. Once he made a dua that, "O Allah, grant me the companionship of such a companion who will be able to bear my company." In reply to this dua, the good news was given to him that go to Rome. He immediately set forth and soon reached Konya, where he arrived at a place of brass good sellers. There was a platform whereupon the leaders always used to sit. It was at this place that the meeting between Maulana Rumi and Shamsuddin Tabrizi rahimahumullah took place, and from where their friendship and companionship commenced. From that day onwards, a complete change came upon Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, and the fire of divine love was kindled in his heart. He avoided sima, the listening to musical renderings. He also left teaching, lecturing, and preaching, but he did not leave the company of Shamsuddin Tabrizi even for a little while. However, a great commotion took place in the town, with the result that Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahmatullah Ali secretly left for Damascus. This caused Maulana tremendous sadness. After some time, some people, noticing Maulana's discomfort and uneasiness, went to call Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahmatullah Ali back. But after staying for a short while, he again disappeared to an unknown destination. Although they searched for him, he could not be found. Some historians are of the opinion that he had been martyred. After the disappearance of Shamsuddin Tabrizi Rahmatullah Alayh, Maulana Rumi Rahimahullah suffered tremendous uneasiness, restlessness, and loneliness. It was during this troubled period that he once happened to pass by the shop of Salahuddin Zarqub, who was busy beating metal into thin leaves. At that moment, a strange condition came over Maulana, and Salahuddin did not stop beating the leaves, and thus many leaves were lost. Finally, Salahuddin allowed the shop to become squandered away, and he joined the company of Maulana Rumi rahimahullah. In this manner, he spent 9 years with Maulana. Through this companionship, Maulana was greatly consoled. In the year 664 after Hijri, Salahuddin passed away. And after his death, Maulana chose Husamuddin Chalpi, rahimahullah, from among his murids to be his companionship for as long as he lived. Thereafter, Maulana consoled his heart through this new companionship. Maulana used to respect and honor Husamuddin to such an extent that people were under the impression that he was Maulana's spiritual guide. It was through the encouragement of Maulana Husamuddin rahimahullah that Maulana Rumi wrote the famous kitab known as the Mithnawi Sharif. Thereafter, Maulana Rumi rahimahullah's sickness and death. In the year 672 after Hijri, a strong earthquake shook Konya, and for 40 days thereafter the vibrations were experienced. Maulana used to say that the earth was hungry and wanted a morsel. A few days thereafter, Maulana became ill. Some very good physicians were called to treat him, but to no avail, and without success. On Sunday, the 5th of Jamadu Thani, 672 after Hijri, at the time of sunset, Maulana Rumi rahimahullah passed away. The janaza left the next morning. Everybody, from the king to the poorest soul, accompanied the janaza. People were so emotional that they even broke the coffin in which the body was being transported for the sake of barakah. The janaza reached the graveyard by the evening. Sheikh Sidruddin rahimahullah, a murid of Sheikh Akbar Muhiyuddin rahimahullah, together with his murids, also followed the janaza. He was appointed to lead the funeral prayer, but as he stood ready to do so, he uttered a cry and fell unconscious. Thereafter, Qadi Sirajuddin rahimahullah led the funeral prayers. In accordance with the wasiyat of Maulana Rumi rahimahullah, Hazrat Husamuddin rahimahullah became the Khalifa after him. Maulana left two sons, Alauddin Muhammad and Sultan Wala. In the year 684 after Hijri, Hazrat Husamuddin rahimahullah also passed away, and the next appointed Khalifa was Sultan Wala, the son of Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahimahullah. From this, what I've just mentioned pertaining to the second phase of Maulana Rumi rahimahullah's life, we can understand the importance of companionship and what good companionship can do to a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, that O you who believe, bring in yourself taqwa. But Allah also mentions the place where you and I can attain taqwa, and that is in the companionship of the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who went through the mal by means of reforming themselves, their desires. They have put their hands and placed their hands in the hands of those shuyukh who also had it, placed their hands in the hands of some other shuyukh, and they made their islah, they made their tazkiyah. This is the importance of tazkiyah to nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem that yatlu alayhim ayatik وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Tazkiyatun nafs is also mentioned in the Quran Kareem. It is very, very, very important upon each and every Muslim to have a spiritual guide, to have a guide in the spiritual field. Remember, to become a murid of a particular sheikh is a sunnat act, but to get the remedies for our spiritual ailments is fardh ain upon each and every believer, be it Muslim man or woman. So this is a very important aspect in our life, respected elders and listeners, which we ought to take cognizance of, and we need to now start paying attention towards it and start making an amends of finding the suitable person who we know is a murid or was a murid of a particular sheikh. Not just take any ordinary person whom we think, Okay, he might be a famous scholar, or he might be just giving lectures, but he never give his hand in the hands of anybody else. We do not know that. Then automatically we start going to that person, we start befriending that person, and now we make him our spiritual guide. It does not work that way. We need to take remedy from that person who knows how to remedy, who also went through the mill in reforming himself. So this is one of the very important aspects with regard to companionship. Then again, from within the challenges that we face with, we learn that many a youngsters we see also, and who once upon a time were very paband and very punctual with their salah, and they were doing good work. They were going out in the path of Allah. They were associating themselves with the pious. But a time comes when all of a sudden people hear and see that he's now gone into the gatherings of evil people. Then what happens to this particular person? He was once upon a time good. Now people start speaking ill of him, and people start saying that this person has now taken a different route and a different path. Allah protect us and protect our youth, protect our families, our children, our communities from all this evil. Then on the contrary, you get a person who is a total write-off from within the community. But a time comes in his life where he turns to Tawbah. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Nabi alayhi salam mentions in a hadith that At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanbala, that a person who makes tawbah from his guna is as if he has not committed that sin. We'll discuss how to do tawbah on another occasion. But then a time comes in this very person's life wherein the very people who said that he was a write-off now go to him for dua. So tables can turn. We have to make an effort. We regard ourselves at all times. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah mentioned that at all times before we sleep, we should tell ourselves, May har Musalman se kamtar hu fil hal, or har kafir or janwar say better who feel ma'al. That presently from amongst all the Muslims, I am the lowest of the low. And from all the unbelievers, I am also lower than them. Why? Because we do not know what our final outcome is going to be. We do not know or have a guarantee that we are going to be departing from this world as reciters of the Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We do not know that. So, bring in ourselves this quality of humility, respected friends and elders and mothers and sisters. Have place into our children the importance of good companionship. And do not oppose your husbands when they want to take your children into those pious gatherings to go and meet certain ulama, and they still say now, like in Gujarati, what they say, ajubo nallo che. Leave that ajubo nallo che out. That gazes of the pious people upon the child will take the child very far in his life, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, bless you and I, with the ability and tawfiq of practicing on whatever has been said. Allah bless us with the best of companionship. And inshallah, as we learn from the life of our pious, like Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahimahullah, Allah ta'ala inspired him where he compiled 50,000 couplets. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala is still using his work to instill and ignite that love of Allah in the hearts of those who recite it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, and inshallah we will continue next week. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.